Like the search history or the text?
Maul has gone through girls' phones and found DMs from Jack Harlow.
Oh, like
we've
shit.
We've like broken up couples yeah. on
stage. I get right to it.
Maybe.
Hold on, save it.
Yeah,
okay, I'll save it.
Save the red pill, guys.
Is that considered red pill? I never know what is red pill.
I never know what's red pill or not.
And the pills are all fake.
I'm the purple pill. We good?
It's active outside. That's a real pill right now.
Yeah.
All right, before we start talking, because we're rolling now, we don't really have an intro, but legendary podcasters are here. I'm dead serious. What's so funny? Dude, this is not the Rory and Maul show where you're chirping in the yeah. background. What's his name? What's your name?
Julian.
Julian. I like Julian. But yeah, Rory and Maul are here. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Of course.
No problem, man.
It really
no
is
problem.
An honor because of like how big of podcasters you guys are. And like, I'm just starting out. So.
No, I appreciate that. And you know what? I think we should just take the legendary status at this point. We were there in the yeah. beginning. We changed the game.
Yeah. How long have you been podcasting now? If you included the Joe Budden shit.
2015?
2015. Wow.
February of 2015.
I recorded my first podcast in 2012.
Wow.
Who was it? By yourself or?
It was me and a few other people.
Okay.
It's called The Box Office.
Wow.
It's still on SoundCloud. Like people still find it sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah. I have to listen to that. Now I'm curious.
Yeah. That was like 2012, 2013 maybe. Something like that. Yeah.
What was it about?
Just getting together talking shit. It was literally like just talking shit mm-hmm. once a week. Like, but it was fun though. It was like, it's funny looking back at that. Like, it felt good doing it back then. And then a couple years, I didn't do it at all. And then right. 2016, got back into it.
And also not everybody in the world was doing it.
At that time, definitely not. Yeah. No, yeah. Definitely not.
And I was doing like college radio, but it was never even like a dream to do broadcasting like that. It was just fun that our college had like equipment. And mm-hmm. then that turned into like internet radio.
Yeah.
Where you could upload it and do it in real time. And then—
Which was a podcast.
Podcast now, yeah.
But, yeah, I remember the first time I went to, I was in LA and like, doing the usual press rounds that you have to do, which is like Entertainment Tonight and The Tonight Show and this and that. And
that's like, typical for all of us.
What did you say?
That's typical for all of us.
Humble brag, yeah. And then like I just like was always into like this alternative like comedy shit. So I went on like the Adam Carolla show,
mm-hmm.
which was like a podcast. He built the whole studio and yeah. shit. And they were like, yeah, this is really cool, this thing he has going on here. It's like this like new kind of radio thing. And I'm like, yeah. all right, I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was one of, I mean, say what you will about his politics and everything about, he is one of like the founders of this whole podcast shit with Rogan.
Yeah.
Like they were doing that way before it was a thing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But yeah, I just did your guys' podcast. And now it's like, you guys got the setup, the whole floor of the building and shit.
Trying to have fun.
We started right in this very room.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was this exact room we shot our first.
Wow.
2015.
No. When we broke from the last pod, when Maul and I started ours in 2021, this mm-hmm. was the first episode was in here.
Wow.
Yeah, and this was like right when WTF was starting out as well. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Weezy and Alex have been friends for a long time. So it made sense to come here.
This is the house that me and Rory built. mm-hmm.
Every time I say that, Alex. WTF.
I love house that. Shout out to Alex. Shout out to Weezy, man. Love them.
Yeah, nah, they're great.
How have you guys like navigating this podcast space?
It's different. You know, I wanted somebody in the room, like energy, like you guys have. You have yeah. like the girl there and you have the guy there.
Yeah. We have the gay
the
guy.
Yeah, the gay guy. The gay model on Raya. So,
that's your bio. On Raya, the gay
is
guy.
Is he gay?
No.
Oh. I was like, that's, you're doing well.
She questioned it at least.
She said you're doing well. You hide it so well.
Yeah. But nah, we met, I met Sienna and, you know, she didn't have a podcast and like, I think she's a funny comic.
Wait, you from New York too?
I'm from Boston, but I lived here for like 8
from
years.
From Boston.
Yeah. Back then.
From Boston.
What's that?
You know that commercial, right?
No.
No, I thought that was your attempt at the Boston accent.
Yeah, me too.
No.
It's so bad.
You don't remember that commercial?
No.
Yeah.
Is Ben Affleck in it or something?
No, they wish. They only wish he was.
Mark Wahlberg. But yeah, no. And then this opened up and it allowed a space to do it. Because before that, you needed like the tech guy to come to your house and set up like four cameras and shit. And not everyone could do it either.
Yeah.
Gotta be like really smart
to
like cut up a podcast and stuff.
Well, now, I mean, when everything shifted to video for podcasting and like if you wanted to get into this game, you had to have a visual with it, was when places like WTF were necessary. Because you could get like a Best Buy mic and connect it to your MacBook. It wouldn't be the greatest audio, but for SoundCloud at that time, it would have worked.
You could have like just an audio one.
Yeah. Then everything changed and it's like, you know, Blackmagic cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I give you guys like credit and respect because of like, you know, it's hard to do it on YouTube and to grow into average like, you know, 100,000 listeners. Like, you know, some of my episodes do, but some of them only get like a couple thousand. But people gotta, they see me, I think, and they're like already expecting like a million.
Yeah.
They don't realize it takes years to grow into something, you know?
Yeah. And like when Spotify tried the podcast boom, they went with Michelle Obama and Amy Schumer. Two huge names that you think would have a quick turnover. The numbers were shit.
Right.
Like, no matter what the celebrity is, if you're not good at podcasting or take the time, it's not going to transfer.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I love it though. I love it. I love just like talking shit and stuff. You know what I mean?
It's something that we all do naturally. Like,
that's true.
We all talk shit.
Yeah.
Like if you don't talk shit, you're like weird. Like, what's wrong with you? Like,
I
you
talk
don't talk
shit. About him all the time.
You have to.
What do you think of him as a comic?
Fuck you.
Him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, this guy.
He's honestly working really hard at it. I was surprised. I honestly,
that's her way of saying I'm bad.
he's not funny yet. What do you think?
He's not funny yet.
Comic? Well, he works hard. That's like the participation trophy. It's like thanks for coming to camp.
Yeah. It's like when you ask a girl, like, oh, you like my guy? And they're like, he's nice.
Yeah.
Sweetie.
Or like when you ask her, did you come when you know she didn't?
Yeah.
Never. I didn't know that you were going to literally do it every night, which I think is like, that's different. Because a lot of people, if they come with some sort of connect or whatever, like they don't do it every night. They're like, okay, I'm gonna go do a theater in 2 weeks.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just to their fans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you actually, he's like doing all the small clubs and everything.
And that's why you probably see me struggle too. Because everyone struggles.
I struggle too.
In the small clubs.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing comedy?
Like 3.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not even that long.
One part of me is very like, I'm very what's the word I'm looking for? Self-deprecating. So one part of me is like,
you're depressed.
I'm depressed.
Yeah.
One part of it is like, I suck and blah, blah, blah. But the other, like, sometimes it's hard though, like to get up on a night where like these guys have been doing it for years and I'm like wedged right in between them. Mm-hmm. And to still have some kind of, I'm like not killing, but like to not completely bomb and to have some kind of semblance of an act in 6 months is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and these are not like fans. They're in the audience, right?
No.
There's a couple, but not for the most part.
All. Especially when you do those like late shows, you follow Norman and you're not like bombing. That's great.
Yeah. So it's something.
Yeah.
You know. But you guys do live shows, right?
Yeah. We do live shows, which they're not really live podcasts. Like it's not us sitting there like going through the topics of the week. They are very much a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to disrespect the art of stand-up to say that in any way, shape, or form we do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it would lean more on that side than it would on podcasting. And then
so
we
on
also
stand-up?
Like, yeah.
Like who?
No, I'm saying what we're doing as far as like the bits that we have with topics. We have like fan participation.
It's everything
thing.
That I would think stand-up comedy. Like we have to have timing. We have to have feel. We have to recognize who's in the audience. We have to like kind of go through. Like we have a guideline and a shell of what we want to do. But we never really know until we're in front of the audience and know who's there. Because a lot of our shit relies on like countering the audience and countering like, you know, people that subscribe to us that are now sitting in front of us and think that they know us. So it's already a conversation that we can have.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know that until, like, stand-up comedians, until y'all get out there and y'all realize who's in the crowd tonight, the type of energy, the type of people.
And even performing for our fans that are there to see us and will give us more grace, even then feels like when you bomb, it's the worst thing ever. Mm-hmm. That's why I give stand-up comedians so much credit because it's like, the toughest thing on earth to walk on a stage with just a microphone and try to entertain people. But that's why we have like fan integration stuff. For example, in Philly, we put out a putt-putt thing, like actually putting.
Okay.
And we brought couples on stage. And if you sink the putt, you're good. If you don't, we get to go through your phone.
Ooh.
And you sink the putt, you get $100.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, more or less, it's... means someone doesn't go through your phone.
Yeah.
I'd pay $100 not to.
You guys would go through the phone?
Yeah.
Like the search history or the text?
Maul has gone through girls' phones and found DMs from Jack Harlow.
Oh,
Like we've like broken up couples on stage.
I get right to it.
Oh, wow.
But we've
I know where the pain is at.
Yeah.
You look up specific celebrities being like, they would like you. Like
he,
I do.
He searches keywords. That's
okay. You really know what you're doing.
Like suck dick.
Wow.
In the search. Oh, because you can see text, like in the messages. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Got it.
Yeah. I've seen like sex videos.
Yeah.
Crazy shit.
Jack Harlow's out there.
Jack Harlow's outside. She was just asking when the show was, and he told her the date.
Wait, speaking of Jack Harlow, were you saying that you knew what white guys liked black girls?
Yeah, you said you could tell Rory likes black girls. How could you tell that by just looking at him?
I mean, his hair.
What about it?
It's usually short. I'm looking scruffy today.
Everything. Like, he walks like a black guy. Talks.
He walks like a black guy?
I actually have not watched him walk.
No, I want to know how we walk.
I was sitting when he came.
He was actually sitting down. He was sitting down.
I think you mean the swag.
He has swagger.
Like I've never been told that.
Really?
What?
Dude, you're tatted up.
You're tatted up. I would never, ever, I would think
You know, anyone like that has the money and is above 18 could go get a tattoo. Actually, I got my first tattoo when I was 16.
You said tattoo. Like, that is a black guy.
Not even how I said it. Not even how I said it.
He talks like a black guy.
Yeah. You probably don't say the N-word, but if you did, it would sound natural.
He definitely says the N-word.
Okay, that's what I was. I knew he did, but
I only do it in Staten Island around my Italian friends. Yeah.
So you said by the way he walks.
Everything about him screams.
I get what you're saying, and I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because, like, I just got my look kind of naturally. Like Staten Island culture, you get a fade. There's a barbershop in every culture. I mean, every corner.
Mm-hmm.
And as like I've done this and I've got the beard, whatever, like I just, again, nothing to do with anything. Just like black women and whatever I like. But then like I started to see like a trend of like other white boys like that are kind of looking like me that fall into the same camp.
Mm.
So like got Travis Kelce. Channing Tatum.
DiVincenzo.
Dante? Does he like black girls?
I can only assume he does.
Let's
like,
probably.
Like you guys could
he went to Syracuse.
Hair,
he has a fade. Like,
and then I met.
He went to Nova.
Rory today. And then I found that out as well.
No, Philly. He definitely likes black girls.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Come on.
So you think you fathered all of us is what you're trying to say?
I don't know. Something happened that we're all look-alike.
Something happened.
Why do we all look alike?
I was fucking a black girl while watching first season of Jersey Shore with this haircut.
Because you go on to Vinny's haircut.
Yeah.
Because you were like, let me get the Vinny.
I looked at that little ass TV. I was like, oh, my tribe.
I identify so well with him. Yeah.
Well, it's because like you could have floppy white boy hair.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? But that would be an indicator that you like white women. If your hair was floppy and you did
there's a subgenre of us that have the like short hair.
Yeah, it's like you
and like black one.
But I only do that because I just don't look good with long hair. It's too much red.
Mm.
So the beard is like the thing and then keep my hair lower.
Yeah.
Mm. Like we have the black wife effect before the black wife.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, yeah.
As the black guy sitting here.
You've never seen those memes?
The black wife effect?
On Twitter, TikTok, whatever, they'll show like the before a guy started dating a black
and he's
girl.
White.
And he look like
oh okay
grungy,
yeah okay
span,
skater boy.
Yes. Then all of a sudden he turns into
like
Travis Kelce. Like
got it
right away.
I've seen that with Travis Kelce in that meme. Yeah,
but I'm saying that just happened to me naturally without even thinking of any woman or whatever.
I mean,
you just morphed into this fade.
Yeah,
just beard.
This guy that fits this subgenre.
Yeah,
and I'm like, there's others out there.
Yeah, if you look at
I'm like we're family.
Even on my Instagram of like. Photos when I was from 10 to 14. I have, at one point, a stupid Supercuts lineup that was awful. Yeah. I've, like, always just had the same.
Did you grow up with black people?
Yeah. But, like, mixed. There was Irish-Italian kids everywhere, too. It was a mixed bunch.
Wait, so because of this knowledge, I feel like I have the authority to say that that's why I think that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift is bullshit. Other people are thinking of it from different angles, like, oh, like he's
Travis
just in it for the money. But I'm like, no, he's one of me.
Yeah.
He's one of us.
That's not what he really
And we
like.
Don't like that.
Yeah.
I would, if I saw Taylor Swift just like out, I would just keep walking.
That's what I'm saying, because he's one of us. You don't lose that.
Yeah, but she's the most famous person in the world.
That only buys you so much. It buys you attraction for sure.
I mean,
but he has money and he's famous.
I know, but he's like, he's coming to these shows where there are like 80,000 people crying over her existence.
But what does that have to do when I'm horny? Like,
right. That's not going to get your dick hard.
We've all probably been in a relationship where we found someone attractive and then eventually stop fucking as much and you lose attraction of someone that you started out with attraction. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could never imagine going into a relationship with someone I'm not attracted to already. Mm. What the fuck?
No, but I understand what y'all are saying. Like, that's not typically what Travis would probably date.
We also don't know. I know Caleb. So I was going to say
well,
that.
On his show, it was a lot of white girls he was making out with.
I never watched any of his shows. That wasn't real. I wouldn't pretend.
I don't know. They were making
that
out.
That was like an internet thing.
He was on reality. He knows if it's real.
Yeah, no, but I don't think that's prototypically what he would like. I think he's obviously attracted to black girls, but in the world, I see him being attracted to Taylor as well. Like, Taylor's not she's not an ugly girl.
No, of course not.
So it's like, I could see him being attracted to her physically. Now, if it's like a long-term thing, like marriage, kids, I probably can't speak to that, but Taylor's not an ugly girl
She's not even a hog. We talked about
guys
hogs.
Guys are so different, because guys like don't grow attraction. You guys are either like really attracted or you're not. Girls are like, for me, like I could find a guy ugly for so long, then something happened where like he seemed really confident in one moment. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
You're right.
Only women can do that.
Yeah, guys can't do that.
I've never like really.
I think I've definitely gained attraction for women.
I've gained more attraction getting to know them. Yes. But it never went from I find her unattractive. She made me laugh. Mm. Or like
now your dick's hard.
Yeah.
She has a great job, and now I'm like, yo. Completely done that. Where I'm like, he's so repulsive. I would rather cut off my clit, and then like he does something that's like. You know, and then he makes me laugh. Is just walks into a room in a way that like he conquered the room. And
now
I'm like,
you're horny.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've dated very ugly men. Mm.
But to me, that makes like women better. It's less shallow. I feel that way.
Yeah.
Like the more you get to know somebody, the more attracted you are.
Yeah, except like my boyfriend, we were both very attracted the first night.
Yeah. You're saying there needs to be a physical baseline.
Yeah, which I don't think is a shallow way to think. If you're not attracted to somebody, you shouldn't be.
No, why would you want to be with a guy who's not attracted to you? No. Women are out here trying to convince men.
I just don't think that Taylor Swift is his physical baseline, but I guess I could be wrong.
We would have to go through. There's a way we can find like girls he dated in high school.
No, there was another one.
Yeah, I'm sure he's Travis Kelce.
Yeah, like.
I would never Google
there it. There was another like.
Yeah, I'm not Googling that, but.
No, there was another like starlets looking girl.
Like from high school?
Like before Kayla.
No, I want to see who he was dating in high school.
But that doesn't count with starlets. Like, everybody does that.
Gets with What's the star-tender?
Yeah.
What's a star-tender?
No. They are white guys don't get with star-tenders.
It's a bartender that works at strip club starlets.
But they have become like an adjective in general now. Because they kind of started the wave. Mm. Like, strip clubs anywhere else, the stripper is the show. In New York City, the bartender is the show now.
Got it.
Like, the strippers are like the background.
And that's why I don't go to
people go anymore. For the bartender.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to bartend. Like, if you ordered like an actual martini, they would lose their mind.
Yeah.
If you ordered like
straight and that's it.
Like a pink Cadillac.
they would say, yo, valet and parking.
Go to Starlet and order old-fashioned.
Yeah, that's
Which
Let me get an old-fashioned.
I went to bartending school in Staten Island. I've never used any of those drinks, so... The star-tenders.
You have your bartender's license?
I do.
Really?
I got it when I was 18.
That's fucking crazy.
I do.
Just, like the tricks and everything or just...
Nah, but cocktails. I had to take a test. The test, they would like at the same time make like a golden Cadillac and a whatever, right? White Russian. Mm. And you'd have to like find the common thing and yet the guy was there timing you. But then right when I left, they changed it and now they made it more modern.
Okay.
It's not those drinks anymore.
Right.
Because it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It should be like line up 10 shots and make like two of them vodka.
Right.
Or like make a margarita, make an old fashioned, like just the classic.
Yeah, exactly. Like a mule. But yeah, star tenders, they work in there and they're the ones that bring in the business, really.
For sure, yeah.
Except in like Miami though, like the actual strippers are
Miami
hot.
Is what?
Well yeah, Miami's
Miami's different. Legendary.
Those are artists down there.
Yeah, but the waitresses at 11. Have you ever been to 11?
I have, yeah.
You never been to 11?
No.
Oh, mall.
You've really never been to 11?
I've been to in Miami, I've been to G4? What's the name of that strip in the hood? G4, G5. I've been to
Booby Trap.
Tootsie's. I know it's not Miami, but Tootsie's still Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. No. I've been to that. Never 11.
You ever date a bottle girl? Or like a bartender? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I like...
No, you don't.
What? Bottle girls? Well, I don't like their hours. But like I do like... So you're single?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not anymore.
I'm in a relationship, but I have dated... Well, I wouldn't say, what's your definition of dated?
First of all, I gathered that Rory, you're like the good guy now. You have a nice child.
Sure, yeah. Relationship. Let me try to put that perception out there.
But you were outside.
Yes, I did not respect my body. My body was never a temple.
Okay.
I was easy. Same. I was ran through.
Yeah,
same.
I'm disgusting. Community See? Dick.
Don't like that at all.
And you
like,
shouldn't.
You don't like
community dick? I would never be with a guy like that, ever.
Yeah, she always gets on me for being like that. We're just being honest, though.
But your wholeness can be deleted, and I became a new person.
Why?
Because I'm reformed.
But he has a child now. Like, yeah. But Maul is still a slut.
I couldn't even be with a reformed man. Like, right? You, like, oh God.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
But why not though?
Just because I mean I know like the whole thing is different. Like a girl fucking the equivalent is like insane. Mm. But it's still like you know I'm spiritual. Like I do think that sex is like a spiritual bond.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, even if, like, you don't remember your blackout or whatnot, it's still, like, there's, like, a spiritual realm going on that's outside of the physical. And I just wouldn't want to be with a guy that's been with that many women.
Mm-hmm.
Like
You're definitely passing energy, for sure.
Yeah. And I just, like, there are girls who don't give a fuck. But I would always give a fuck. And then I would kind of resent him.
Mm. You know? I mean, I'm exaggerating a bit. Like, I wasn't disgusting and just literally fucking anything that was there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Looking back compared to some of my other friends, yes, I indulged a bit more.
Yeah.
Than I think the average man. But a lot of that had to do with access and not being able to handle the access that I had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And being too immature for the access that I had. Right. See, this is how hoes speak. We try to move
gas line. Rory is a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
If a redhead girl grew up on my block, do you know how many dudes would have been trying to fuck her?
Oh, so the girls.
It's like a, you don't
want
see
it.
That. Like, oh, what is that?
It's like an anomaly. It's like
yeah,
a.
Yeah, it's like, what is
anomaly?
That? Like, if you see that come out of the forest, you'd be like, yo, what is that right there?
Right. Yeah, just a walking checklist. Let me. Yeah, like,
Same with me.
Like, oh, I did that.
Yeah.
Oh, I would imagine. I mean, your accent
it's a story.
Is far greater
it's
than
like
mine
a story
ever.
To tell.
One of the most famous people ever at 21.
Right. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't even know if the girls that got with me did that often.
Mm.
But like they might have just because it was like, all right, this is like
it's one an experience.
It's a different experience.
You're like a carnival.
Yeah. Like a carnival, right?
Yeah.
Vinny, before I ask this question, I promise it has nothing to do with who you are as a human being and more so has to do with how Maul views women.
Okay.
Maul, if you found your soulmate, your twin flame. She was good girl, wasn't crazy, has a regular past.
Mm.
You're very serious with her now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and Vinny link up just to grab a drink or whatever.
Mm.
And you're like, oh, my girl's going to come. Really want you to meet my girl.
Mm.
And she's like, Vin!
Mm.
And then they hug. Give and then you, have, you happen to find out that they have a little bit of history. Not a disrespectful one, but like, you know.
Hooked up?
You seen her naked?
No, he stuck his dick inside of her.
What's the question?
How would you feel about that?
Wait, why are
we? Well, now I'm single again.
Wait, first of all, why are we meeting up?
Y'all just, you know, after this pod, you guys hit it off and became friends.
I don't know if it's.
Maul is very scared of women that have a past. And like anyone he knows
he'll lose his mind.
Like he can't know anything or anyone related to him in any regard.
Right. You don't want to like Eskimo brothers and shit like that.
Yeah, like if I'm cool with somebody, like me and him hang out, I don't want to be with somebody he's.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I didn't get invited to Snooki's wedding. And I'm totally okay with that.
I wouldn't have invited you either.
What?
Right. I'm the same way. I would never.
I wouldn't
but
judge Snooki for it.
No, but that but this is different though with him and Snooki though. They're like forever bonded. Like they're in like a fucking a fraternity.
They are.
Like they're like, you understand what I'm saying? It's not like this is a random guy that she met and dated and like. They're like, they're a part of a fucking iconic thing together.
I still get it though.
I don't think he should have like beef with him.
Yeah.
But on our wedding day, like, no, I don't need, that doesn't need to be.
All right, so,
I feel like it's weirder for a man. I think it's a little bit, like, for a girl to feel like a little threatened and annoyed. Like, I would totally, my boyfriend's ex couldn't be there, or girls he fucked or whatever. But I feel like for a man to, but I would be a little more. Like, oh, wait, you think I would fuck him still? Because girls are less, like, sexually driven. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'll
give like, for my boyfriend, I'd be like, oh, you would still fuck her. Like, you know? But, like, a girl, it's like, Snooki would probably never fuck you again.
No, actually.
Like, if a guy was, like, paranoid about another guy, I'd be like, ew, it's not that cute.
I don't think it's a boundaries point there. It's just, why have it here? Like, why have the past here at all?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, even if…
Y'all are missing
it. I have friends…
It's not like y'all are missing it.
I have
y'all
girls,
part of an iconic… group. They're part of an iconic group. Like, that's her bandmate, bro. That's her group mate. Like, are you...
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Okay, was Wyclef at Lauryn Hill and Marley's wedding? No. The fuck out of here. I don't care about Killing Me Softly. Like, no, I don't want you at our
It's also not like a, it wasn't like a public wedding where they like filmed it for the show, did they?
No.
So it was like separate.
No. They, that would have been a whole storyline.
Well, yeah. Other people also have different things. I went to Angelina's and they made it like a whole storyline. And her husband did not care at all. He's just that type of dude. Mm-hmm. He just like was like,
whatever.
Always roll with the punches and shit, you know?
Which is, I think, how you probably should be. Because it's like, all right, what is not inviting him here? What is that doing?
Yeah. I have girls that I'm friends with that I've slept with, but we're completely platonic now. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't invite them to my wedding.
You and that girl are also not part of an iconic group.
Well, I guess, like,
if you ask Bleecker Street.
But if, okay, take it outside Jersey Shore then. Like, then you would understand where we're coming from.
Yeah.
You're just only saying it because
yeah, it's like
a famous thing.
Bro, listen, man. It's just, the situation is completely unique.
Okay, right, if you're saying strictly in this situation, not in general, then yeah, I guess
like
I'm
in this situation.
Because if I am marrying someone from the Jersey Shore, I am marrying part of their history as well, which is fine.
Yo, you're going to come downstairs and see three of the castmates on the couch like you grew up watching. Right. It's like, yo, y'all are forever bonded. Like,
but I wouldn't want to, just like go back to your question, I wouldn't want to like just go to dinner with my girl and her friend that she used to fuck.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
Okay, but to the bandmate thing, I'm sure there's plenty of band members that no longer speak to each other. It'd be weird if you invited them to your wedding.
You think?
Yeah. There's people in Palooza I don't speak to. They wouldn't come to my wedding. And that's a band. That was a legendary thing. People would be like, that's weird that the whole Palooza crew's not there.
Wait, what's Palooza?
Because it was a party that we threw
a
long time ago.
But it's different because it's a personal...
I'm saying even people
like
in that...
Shit.
We just, without falling out, some people I just don't speak to like that anymore. We are connected through something we made history with. Mm. We're not...
Yeah.
We don't speak like... If you're coming, bring $200 for your plate. Like, I'm not paying extra for you to come.
Right.
But either way.
And now a word from our sponsor. It's Manscaped. Manscaped is all about, you know, shaving your private parts.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is that usually as a man, you have to take your beard trimmer and then go downstairs with it.
You cut yourself?
You do cut yourself, but not with Manscaped because they have it dialed in.
Okay.
It's like a soft little grazing of
the
whole
thing. No girl wants
to
see an ingrown hair on a man.
Exactly. So now they're making it easy and they're bundling together. It's the Beard and Balls bundle. It's the Lawnmower 5.0 and the Beard Hedger. Okay. So you get both. You get the beard. They got your face covered.
And then you flip it.
No, you get another buzzer.
Oh.
Another buzzer. It's the, I think that's the Lawnmower.
Got it.
5.0. And that's for your balls, okay? So all guys relate to this. Manscaped is the best. It's the best for cleaning down there and up there, wherever you have hair. That rhymed?
Mm-hmm.
Look at me, my first ad read.
Killer.
And I'm rhyming, spitting off the dome. Okay, so now we all like discounts. Mm-hmm. So if you want to trim your balls and your beard, get 20% off and free shipping with the code Vinny, V-I-N-N-Y. At manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code Vinny, V-I-N-N-Y at manscaped.com for the premium grooming experience. Trust Manscaped. So I was saying the bottle girls, like, you know, they're doing like a job that requires them to be outside and around men and stuff. But
nightlife.
It's a job though. Like they're usually the ones that are the most like conservative people in the club. Like they don't want to be there. They're working. They have good personalities. Mm-hmm. They're kind of, I mean, I'm not going to say they're all smart, but like you can't be stupid to do it. You're handling money and shit like that.
Yeah.
So that's why I was asking, like, that's why I've, because you were saying you don't like bottle girls. Like
I was a bottle girl.
Yeah, but I like that though. Because they're also fun. They're also,
That's the word you were looking for. Like I get it, smart mathematicians.
Yeah, but they're not whores though.
You said that. I didn't say that.
No, I'm saying they're not.
Bottle girls?
Yeah.
Some are. I mean, I think it's like any profession.
I mean, like,
some
like,
are whores, some are
right, yeah. Some of them actually sell pussy. Like,
okay.
High majority.
Anyone can sell pussy. I'm just saying like they're not strippers. You know what I mean? Like it's very unique to whoever they are.
Yeah.
I know bottle girls that are way bigger whores than a stripper ever could be.
That is true.
For sure.
Strippers,
are mad conservative too. OnlyFans girls are like the most conservative. Because like they don't have to fucking like leave their house now.
Yeah.
You know? But they're just selling it on the internet.
What's your history been like with bottle girls? Success rate as far as like situationships that you don't look back at and be like, ugh, why did I do that?
I mean, like they had like a little bit of a toxic, the one I'm thinking of, like had like a little bit of like a toxic element. But the reason why I say it is because like I tend to have like a good history with them of being like a good hybrid between sexy, fun, cool, but also like kind of like smart because like they have to have like a real job. Like it's because I'm not perfect either. I'm not like a church going conservative farmer or like Wall Street guy or something. So like I kind of like, that's why I like kind of link up with the bartenders. I mean the bottle girls.
Yeah.
Star tenders is a little different though, because they're literally like in thongs and shit twerking. Like they're borderline stripping.
I wouldn't say that.
You don't think so?
I think they're more naked on their Instagram than they are at Starlets, to be honest.
Well, yeah, but
yeah, Starlets, they're dressed up like sexy wrestlers. Yeah.
And they're just sitting on IG Live porn shots.
Yeah. Dancing with each other.
Video Vixens, that's another one.
Exist.
Do those still exist?
Yeah.
Video Vixens?
Yeah. Nah, they still
I'm not in the field like that.
Rappers make music videos.
No, yeah, but like the video vixen is those are just a bunch of girls in a video. Like a vixen.
A video vixen is the girl that became popular because she was in a video and it was like, who is that girl?
It was like Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, like a famous,
like in Blurred
Lines. Someone that like came like
the she became famous because of how great she looked in that video.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I still feel
there's not many video vixens because the videos are different now.
How?
But you have IG vixens. You have Instagram models that are like, damn, like you've never seen her until you saw her Instagram page, and she's this gorgeous girl. But
well,
like,
back in the day, those girls would be famous IG models
for sure. Yeah.
And now they're both because these guys still do make music videos. Like Drake still has girls.
Yeah, but if Drake has a girl in a video right now, we probably already know who she is.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
The video like vixen, we didn't know who that girl was until we saw that video. And it was like, damn.
Now they're trying to grab girls that are already famous on Instagram to make more of a moment. Like that girl's known already.
Yeah,
she's
going to be like Summer Rae in a Drake video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's if like they want to be called video vixens, cool.
Yeah, like, I don't know, music video girls or something. But that's, like, another genre that I tend to date.
Tend to dabble in.
Dabble in. Yeah, have situationships in and stuff.
To your point, I can't keep the hours. Like, I used to talk to a few bartender bottle girls. You're off at 4 a.m. Well, not even off at 4 a.m. You're done at 4 a.m. Yeah. And you got to cash out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm asleep and I'm starting my day when you get home.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not going to
work. It is only a couple nights a week, though.
Oh, I mean,
they make mad money for like the whole week.
Oh, and it's not like a bad gig. I just wish they did more with it. They're like firefighters. You only work for 2 days. Like, go do some other shit.
Right.
You're in the firehouse for 48 hours. That means for the rest of the week, you have so much time.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen,
I
love a hustler, but don't try to date a hustler. And think that it's going to be anything serious because it's not.
Right.
They're hustling. And you got to respect that.
But you don't think a girl that is doing that eventually would want to settle down and
eventually,
balance both those out.
If you want to settle down right now and she's hustling,
no, that's not going to work.
She's not going to stop that hustle.
Yeah. I get that vibe too. Like a lot with the star tenders too. Like they're outside.
Now, unless you're offering like
drugs.
Not drugs. God, no.
Now you just snitched on how he gets the star tenders.
No. Like unless you're offering like an out and like a
financially,
like stability.
Yeah.
Like, yo, like, this is, like, let's get a house, like, I'm gonna build, start a family. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going at them like that, but if you just think you're going to just date a girl that's hustling.
I don't think they're going to sell, they're going to stop. On the, like, if you, even if you said that.
It's hard because some of these girls are making, they're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, some of these girls could clear 100 grand in a month.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, once you start making that amount of money, your brain does shift a bit. I want something else. I do want some type of work-life balance. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, until they hit whatever goal they think money-wise, I agree.
And also, like, they're not on OnlyFans, so they can still get married. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not.
Girls on OnlyFans can't get married?
I think it's harder.
Shit, there's some girls on OnlyFans with their husband.
Yeah, but they're doing, like, porn together.
They're married. Nice house. Like, you know what I mean?
Would you
like,
marry a girl with an OnlyFans?
Marry? What is she doing on her OnlyFans?
Touching herself?
No porn.
No porn. Okay, so like what? Just like eating?
Sexy pictures, like
long sexy break, pictures. Bikinis. But what gets me though, what I don't like about it, and why I always say no, is like the whole DM shit. Like, even though it's not them even doing it, it's like a bot or something.
Well, a manager. One of my homegirls is on OnlyFans, and her manager is the one replying to all that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, your manager's nasty for talking to horny men all day.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get it. Get it how you live.
Yeah.
I can't live like that.
That'd be rough. I wouldn't even know how to get in that mode.
Yeah, no, I'm not DMing a guy. Actually, acting like a girl.
And by the way, I know the manager like has a girl too. And I'm like, imagine like a girl watching her man reply to just other men.
Like, how hard is that dick right now, daddy?
It's just not healthy. Like, why?
Yeah.
That's what your man is doing?
We do know exactly what we want to hear, though.
That's true. It's like, you could suck a dick way better than me.
That it, pause? Yeah.
I don't, that I can't ever agree with you on. Like,
even the engineer.
I could never. Like, yeah. I could never.
I get what she's saying. I haven't ever sucked a dick, but.
But you would know what to do.
I could give a couple pointers.
I mean, yeah, I've talked a woman through it.
Yeah.
Pause. Yeah. Hand job wise, I think yes, that is a fair point.
All right, so
I don't
Rory
know if I could give better
give
head than.
So yeah, Rory will only give a hand job, no head.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line. Yeah, like I'm only touching his dick.
No, but that whole anyway,
I was trying to lean into the joke.
Me too.
It was a bit we were fleshing out.
I got it. Yeah. I got it.
To the OnlyFans marrying question, I feel like the generation of men 25 around your age are more
horny.
Fair. But give more grace to that. Mm. I'm 34.
It's becoming more normalized.
Yeah, how old is your boyfriend?
My boyfriend would never give grace to that.
I'm just saying his generation.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. He's
around
26.
Your age? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Same age.
Yeah.
I've noticed the kids in their 20s like don't look at it the way we look at it. Like, yeah, that's fine. Like, that's totally
so
fine.
Normal.
I don't care.
Where's,
he fucks someone else on camera. Like, that's
cool. No, he's
cool.
From London.
Okay, so culturally different.
But he's lived here for like 10 years. He went to Penn and then lived in LA.
Is he a black guy?
White guy.
White guy from London. Is he a Peaky Blinder?
What is that, like gangster?
Yeah.
No, he's posh. But like can dance. I don't know. Like he's like, you know what I mean?
Like he's still kind of spicy white within.
He's spicy white within.
But he has rhythm.
He has rhythm. He definitely has rhythm. It's very simple. You would be like, oh, he doesn't.
What kind of haircut does he have?
That we need to work on. It's like a.
He's a very white man.
He's very white.
Okay.
He looks like Neil Patrick Harris, kind
of. I'll find a picture of him.
Only women could get that off. Imagine if I told a girl, we need to work on your haircut. Imagine if I went to my girl and was like, yo, this, we got to work.
We got to do something with this. You walking around the house with never this. Happen.
But I also feel it's like 25-year-old, 24, like guys are not really thinking about wives yet. So they don't really know what that
is
entail.
True.
Mm. Yeah.
That versus, is true. Once we're choosing who we want to spend the rest of our life with and we have the choices, it's not going to be the OnlyFans girl that was like in the DMs, like being like, if you send me $5, I'll show you my pussy.
Right.
But what I've noticed too, like as far as entertainment goes, I feel like this younger generation likes the couple thing.
What do you mean?
Even like rappers when I was growing up or entertainers, as far as the men went, like it was corny for them to get in relationships. They always had to be single, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's like the new marketing plan is to get into a relationship. And I've noticed a lot of the younger kids, I'm like, oh, they're making Instagram pages as couples. They're doing TikTok things together. It's lucrative to be in a relationship. Whereas when I was growing up, you would think it's not lucrative being a relationship. Mm-hmm. That's actually going to fuck up what you're trying to do.
Well, that would have fucked up my bag.
I mean,
stripping, been a dating whole, shows, you know what I'm saying?
Could have been a whole spinoff.
Oh, okay.
He said, oh, okay.
Yeah, no,
he's white.
He's like a white boy, though. Like,
yeah.
But he looked like he got some style.
He's some style.
No, he's cool.
He looked like he could fight.
He's actually jacked, but he's never been in a fight.
He can dunk, I think.
Yeah.
He can dunk and he's jacked and he's never been in a fight.
I think because he's a British, he's so likable. Like, you guys would like him. He's very like, listens, you know how you
he listens.
He listens.
He's just cool. So great. I can introduce him to anyone and they like love him. They like want to hang out with him and play games. But he's never been in a fight, and I think it's because he's a British accent and it's hard to like hit a guy. Like, what, are you gonna square up with me? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
That like, now I don't know if he wants to dance. Or like, I don't know. Did he ask me to dance? I don't know.
If you start saying that in an accent and teasing me, I'd feel like I was being teased.
Yeah.
That accent feels like you're being teased.
Okay. Okay, in my head it was like the opposite. You'd be like, I don't want to hit this guy.
No, I'd be like, why do you think you could talk to me in the accent that you've used your whole
life? That's a very, it's a very polite tone with like British.
Yeah.
A very polite tone.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy. And I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy because sometimes you got to get ahead of it because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff, you know, talking to professionals and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important. All right. So it's totally flexible like that. And it's online and it's flexible to your own needs too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp, you know, just start with it because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit betterhelp.com/Vinny and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? BetterHelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today.
How'd you guys meet?
Hinge, actually.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I think it was working because I was dating two other guys at the time. Like seeing, but like we were in like our 8-9 date zone. I was fully celibate though. I wasn't fucking either of them. And I was like, I'm going to date one of these guys. It was great. And then when I went on my first date with him, I didn't give a fuck at all. Like, I literally was like, I already have a boyfriend in the bag, whatever. And so I was completely myself. And he could tell, like, I was not interested at all. But then he started to make me laugh. And I was like, oh, these guys don't make me laugh. And so, like, within, like, by the next day, I cut off both of those guys. And he was like, hey.
I commend you. 9 dates with 2 people and you didn't laugh once.
No, it's not that I didn't laugh. It was just more like they were perfect. Like they were attractive, had money, like lived in really nice apartments. Like I had toothbrushes at their places. Like
I don't know how you did that. I cannot date multiple people at the same time. I know that's
I
like
was
the,
like, I'm going to have
I
a boyfriend.
I can fuck and be a whore and just like once in a while, you know what I'm saying? But to be like, you're doing the right thing because, you know, you like want to make sure you're choosing right.
Yeah.
But how do you navigate that shit?
You treat it like a job.
But they have, I feel like they, I'd rather
two people all day.
I'd rather tell them.
I'd never do that.
Like, that's why the dating shows, like, actually were good because, like, people knew that there were other women involved.
I mean,
it's not real. I wish that was, like, the same thing on the outside world. It's like, this is my Tuesday, my Wednesday with her. Don't text me. And then I'll come back to you. And, like, you guys could do the same thing on your end, too.
Yeah.
How do you balance it, dude?
I can't date multiple people at one time.
Right.
I tell Rory, I don't have the bandwidth to even.
Box.
Like entertain multiple people. Like I just don't. Like it's just at one time it was like, damn, how many can I? Like I want more girls. Now I'm just like, no.
Unless they know about it. Unless it's like some Nick Cannon shit.
But even then, like texting
that seems like a headache.
But
too,
I wasn't like texting all day. I also
you
was
had
just
a toothbrush
like
at their crib though.
Yeah, but it was more
by the
like
way,
we would
toothbrush and not.
She's
fucking
a bad texter though. Like bad texters can get away with it because like if I don't hear from you for a day, like I'm not thinking of it.
Yeah.
Like I'm texting these girls like instantly, like lightning. Mm-hmm. If they didn't hear from me for like a couple hours, they'd be like, he's with another bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that for me, because guys can kind of like be slower with it. I love my career. My career comes first, but I'm just like, I want to get married. And so, and I have to be so specific with the kind of guy I date because it's like, okay, like I don't want to break up with my boyfriend, but then like at this point, let's say we're together for 4 years, break up. I'm 29 now. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No,
so
you got to choose intentionally.
That's why I was like, I need to like not fuck, just talk to these guys. I don't know what else they're doing. And.
But you had a toothbrush.
Yeah, I would be cuddling them. Yeah, that's it. It worked. I don't know what they were doing, but I would hang out with them a lot. It was like, you know.
Well, yeah, I've done that. I've like had my girls that I smash.
Yeah. Hey, and they both asked me to be their girlfriend.
I wouldn't let them sleep over.
But you're changing the scenario completely. Yo, she wasn't fucking either of them and had toothbrush.
No, I'm saying that guy.
I'm judging the guys, not her.
I'm saying that guy has a girl that he might smash.
Oh, no. Both those guys were fucking a bunch of other women. That's why they were fine with that whole situation. They probably saw her as a girl.
Yeah, but y'all missing something. For her to have a toothbrush there, that means she's there often.
Yeah.
So if they are smashing other girls, when are they? Because like she's there. She has a toothbrush.
She was balancing two guys whenever she was at the other crib. I'm sure the other guy was.
And you can put the toothbrush in the drawer.
One of them was definitely not. Because he was just like a finance guy, but like pretty like beta. His family like had a ranch. Like he was very like open the door for me. He was definitely not fucking. You know those guys. He didn't know how hot he was. Like I can see a guy's potential.
Well, also,
like,
it's
in
hard
his 40s.
For guys to get laid too.
Say it again.
It's not as easy.
It's like hard for guys to get laid out here.
Is it
to be? I mean, if he has like a girl that he already has like a rapport with or like a friend would benefit, but it's not like it is. It's hard for me to do it.
No.
Yes, it is.
Hard for you to what?
Get some pussy.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
I'm dead ass.
Vinny,
cut the shit.
Vinny,
I'm not letting you get that off, bro. I'm not letting you get that off.
You want to
Let's walk up Spring Street together.
I'm not letting you get that off, Vinny.
If we were walking up Spring Street together, okay? If there was a girl that I could, of course, I can get a number, I can get an IG, I can start a conversation, but like, I'm not just smashing instantaneously. I got to like.
No, that's a you thing. But
that's a you thing.
You were saying you couldn't find a girl that would want to do it.
You saying that you can't do it because you don't want to do it, or are you saying you can't? It's hard for guys for you to fuck because
we're talking about like
a girl that you
want
to fuck.
Was that guy that she was seeing smashing other women, and you were saying probably because she wasn't giving it to him. She was saying I don't think he was smashing other women because he was like shy and reserved, and I said also because he might not be able to get pussy easily because it's not that easy for men to get laid at the drop of a dime.
I think it's
even myself
easier now.
If you paid for it,
that's what we were calling bullshit on. I think.
Well, it's also
we both think
guys,
you can get pussy at the drop of a dime.
The kind of guys.
I mean, if I like put in the work, I could
by swiping right.
No, by like.
Oh,
this is why I don't
work.
I like. This is why I don't really like smash like that anymore. Because like, if it's a random that from anywhere, Instagram, whatever, it's gonna have to be an all night event till like I'm watching the sunrise, and I'm not doing that.
Okay.
It's not just like, hey, come
through.
That's
a stipulation to it, though. You
suck
still
my
could.
Dick. Oh, yeah, of course. I
hey, come through. Suck my dick.
It doesn't work like that.
I'm sure in the depths of Instagram you could like find one. I don't. I have no idea.
I'm only laughing because I know some dudes that get that off. That's why it's crazy. Like,
they get what?
They say that and it works.
For real?
100%.
Wait, what?
Yo, what you doing? Come through.
Yeah, but I don't date
both
guys
of you
like
can do that.
No,
so
I can't.
So it's different. Like the guy.
I'm not saying I can't. Okay. I don't. I'm not saying I can't, but I that's just not me. I don't even. I can't talk.
Also, what does she look like?
Yeah.
You guys are adding stipulations.
Yeah, like now you keep. Yeah.
Okay, is it physically possible to find some creature?
You're attracted
out there?
To her. No. You're attracted to her.
Yeah,
he's attracted.
You would find.
Nah,
he's attracted.
Nah,
you crazy.
Nah,
man. Cut the shit.
I like
shit.
Black girls. They're not doing that.
What? You think I like?
No comment.
I'm telling you what they doing out here, man. Absolutely. A certain type. Not all. I'm just certain type. They're out there though. We're not gonna act like that's just impossible.
It exists, but
in New York
if
City,
if it was that easy, I'd be doing it.
No, I just think you're just in a different space now. Like you don't even want that.
I just like you gotta do. I don't want to work for it.
You look like you want a classy, sexy woman now.
If I'm gonna work for it, which you have to work and you should have to work for it, then it's not gonna be just to bust a nut.
Yeah,
it's going to be something that's good that I want to.
Looking for something like
real.
Consistent.
Yeah.
But that's why that's that girl that would do that is not a consistent thing.
Yeah.
You don't
She's
want that consistently.
She's not going to just pull up. But anyway.
Vinny is fucking crazy.
I'm telling
man.
You.
I think it's possible to get in a long-term relationship.
You believe me?
Yeah,
or not?
No, for instance, like this guy, he's attractive. Like a girl that he would want to fuck would be like a little bit more of like effort, you know what I mean? It's not just like
that's what I'm saying.
It's like the effort. Is it worth it? You know what I mean? Because a random girl would fuck you, but like the girls that you like,
they wouldn't
just
fuck. Put an effort,
yes.
to do it. And if I put an effort, they would.
Yeah,
I'm not denying that.
Okay.
But I'm saying pull up right now. This like
there's girls that would do that,
shit.
But it's not the girl that you want to be with. You don't want to be consistent with her.
Yeah, and also I'd have to be like on an appearance somewhere. If I'm just like you, like just instant sex.
You now
it's not Spring Street.
So he's done it.
I'm mad.
You see the muscle memory? He's like, you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At an appearance, yeah. I'm mad because I'm like, if this is on Spring Street, I want to be doing it.
No, you're appearing on Spring Street.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to ask her, but now full question, since you guys all make everyone work for it and you guys are all amazing. Let's say after 9 dates, this amazing, charming British man never showed up and you kept dating both of them. Mm. Probably another, 9 dates after that each?
So.
I'll take it late.
I was not going to date anyone. Even my boyfriend, I didn't date him until we were official. I mean, fuck him. Sorry. Fuck him until we were official. I was like, you have to archive pictures of your ex, blah, blah, blah. Then we can fuck.
Wait. Archive
pictures of your ex.
He's not active on Instagram.
On Instagram.
Okay.
He's not active. Like, his last post was in, 2022. You know what I mean? He's not, active, but I was like.
There were still pictures of his ex.
But why archive? Don't delete it?
I don't know.
Save, just if this doesn't work out, you can repost
it? No, delete archive. It wasn't. There was no, wordplay.
So in order to become official, he had to archive his pictures of his exes. And what else?
We would have to be, in order for us to have sex, all these things would have to happen. My ex had he has two brain tumors. And
he's okay.
He's okay though. But he had a seizure and he hadn't talked to his ex for a while, but his ex was his emergency contact because she lives in the States. Mm-hmm. And so they had reconnected because when he woke up in the hospital, she was there. And this was months before we started dating, but then they were somewhat in contact. She has a new boyfriend now. But I was that contact needs to end. Cause that was, you just don't have any relatives in the country. I understand that, whatever. So that needed to end.
Damn, the emergency contact can't come to the wedding?
I'm the emergency contact. She didn't save his life.
Well,
she was
there, the most fragile moment.
Well, okay, now I'm here. You know?
I'm your contact.
I'm the emergency contact now. But yeah, me, contact.
No, literally. And you know, he was very yes. The thing is he made it so clear he wanted me so fast. And the other guys did too. Both guys asked me to be their girlfriends. But I was a little, not hesitant, but I was they were both great guys. I would have had a great life with both of them. One of them was too active on social media. I don't really date men who are active online because I don't like it. And men are sus. You know what I mean? But
everyone in this room, cool.
No, yeah. I mean, I would.
It's okay.
Sus as fuck over here.
I would never.
Suspect number two.
Yeah. You guys follow girl. Have you unfollowed every girl you've ever fucked or any girl you find attractive? All that stuff.
All that stuff you wanted before you would smash.
Yeah, I wouldn't be with a guy who is following his exes shit online,
Yeah.
And I would have.
I mean, social media to me is surface level. That doesn't mean he couldn't text them. Mm. Why does it matter if there's a following happening?
Wait, okay, this is a good question because I'm in the same boat. So because you weren't always a goody two shoes and you were outside and whatever, and using your fame or red hair or whatever it was, did you follow?
I'm also not a bad person.
Okay.
Sometimes I can be charming. I know how to treat women.
It's the red hair.
Swag. Yeah. Swag. Did you follow a lot of girls and shit?
I've never been that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Damn.
Yeah, yours is bad, Vinny.
It's not that. Mall. Do you follow a lot of girls?
Yes. I'm single though, so.
Yeah, he's trying to find a wife.
I try to explain to them that when I was in my 20s, I came up with Instagram and shit. And when I was in that state of mind, I was follow.
You still are.
No, it's not. My For You page is a bunch of sexy wifeys now. And I don't follow them.
Fetish.
I have a sexy wifey fetish.
Yeah, you have a wife.
Wife fetish. Yeah. Sue me. So if girls, I used to follow them. Now I don't follow them unless they follow me back. But I still have that following that was in the other chapters of my life.
Yeah.
And I've literally manually went in there and unfollowed 1500 dots that weren't following me back just because I was trying
to cleanse.
You can do
spring
it.
Spring cleaning.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm comparing myself to Mole. That's why I said no right away. I follow 1100 people.
Okay.
I would say half are probably women.
Okay.
But I was never sitting there every IG girl follow. I probably know most of them.
They're relationships and stuff.
Just know them.
Yeah.
Because I was a whore, I'm not saying I fucked them, but I was outside. I know a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah.
In whore life.
Yeah.
Like,
no, because it is a brand thing. Girls do look at it.
I was on a traveling party. It went around the entire country.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, unfortunately. Not saying they're great people, but I followed them back.
So Mo, would you be in a relationship or are you just not at that point yet?
No, I would be in a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. If I met somebody.
Sorry, this is a running joke on our podcast. It's never going to happen.
That's not.
How old are you?
He's
42.
You're 42?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Great
so,
skin.
Yeah.
He looks,
you look
he looks,
great. You look yeah. like you're 22.
Who's 42? Who's 34?
Oh, shit. That's wild.
Yeah.
So, of course, I think at that age you would settle down, but you're saying no.
No, if I met somebody that like
yeah.
that I liked, really liked, yeah.
Sorry, we've absolutely. Just heard this so much, that's why yeah. we're laughing.
Do you not date?
Not as much as I used to. Like, if I date now, it's definitely with somebody that I'm like, all right, she has the potential to be mm-hmm. somebody that I can be with. Mm-hmm. Before, it was just like dating for sport. Like, oh, you meet a girl, like, fuck it, I'm not doing nothing Thursday, let's go to dinner.
Yeah.
I don't really like to do that anymore.
Attention right there.
Yeah, like I don't really like to just do that just to kick it past time. I'm not doing nothing today, so let me hang out with this.
Right.
I'm not.
That's
really
like a waste of your time.
Yeah, though. I'm not. I'd rather just stay in the crib and just chill. Like, I'm not doing that.
Are you a little like, do you ever get like exhausted with dating? I get like tired of it. Like, when you're dating,
intention,
it's exhausting.
If you like the person, yeah, definitely. If you like the person that you're hanging out with, it doesn't feel like that. It's like we literally like each other, have a good time. Mm. It's always a good vibe. It's nothing serious. Like, we're not too heavy on the, I'm trying to be your girl, trying to be your guy. We just kicking it, have fun, and whatever happens, happens. Like, those are the best type of dates and women.
But you don't know at first, so you have to go in there and kind of start over.
You got to feel it. Yeah, you got to feel it out.
It's that starting over every time that's just like, I'm like, I can't fucking do this shit anymore.
Yeah.
Especially when it doesn't really work out well and then you get tainted by it.
To me, it's like going through therapists. I used to hate that. Where it's like, all right, let me start at the fucking beginning.
Yeah.
Here's this story. That's what dating felt like for me for a while. It's like, all right, I'm going to tell you the same shit over and over. You tell me, all right, cool. See if this works
out. We pretend like we're both not horny right now. Like, that whole thing.
I remember my question before. The brain tumor shit threw me off.
Oh,
after 9 dates, you guys do that make everyone work for it. What if the sex is trash? Like, what if you start to feelings for someone and you hold out for as long as you want to? And then it's just like, this isn't for us.
Mm. I don't know. Usually if I like someone, the sex is like never trash.
Okay.
And you said that you're like in the camp of like, would be willing to take the ride to get to know each other and connect so it gets better eventually.
I'm like, look, I was dating to like get married, which is like, I feel like if I'm dating like fuck, it's
but
so
is there something a guy could do that could be better. Like an ick or something like that to where it wouldn't even be like, I'm not even gonna go on this journey.
Like sexually?
Yeah.
If he wanted to get pegged.
Oh, okay. So if,
like
it,
if I felt
it went
like,
into that territory.
Yeah, and that like gay, because I dated a bi guy who now has a girlfriend with a penis, and that was like really rough. Because I knew like, I'm bi, but like he would compare us. He'd be like, "You're bi, I'm bi," but it's just so different.
But she has a penis.
Well, now the girl after me has a penis, so it's like I kind of like being with a guy who like didn't love pussy.
A bonus package.
I mean, if you are bi, like what? That's the greatest package.
I know that. Oh, yeah. No, that's great. But now I'm so like.
We said maybe that was before you met your man. That maybe that could have been the.
No, yeah, we were making like a girl with like tits, but a dick. Like that's kind of like a big dick and tits.
Wait, I want to back up a little bit. I'm kind
of a couple questions.
I'm stuck on something you said. So, your ex was bi, like, and you were knowingly with a bi guy.
Yeah, I mean, I was like young because I was 22. He was.
I've met a few.
He was older than you. He was older than you.
I just don't understand because she said she's not with it if a
guy
wants her to
peg. That scarred me so much. I thought that a guy, in my head, I was like, a guy could be bi, but like maybe he like a really pretty trans girl, but like not like he like wants cock, loves cock. Does that make sense?
Oh, so your ex, he liked trans women.
He liked, if I was a guy, he would love me.
She was trying to rationalize it in her head, being like, oh, he's bi, but maybe he only likes
like a beautiful trans women. Girl. Like,
but then she found out that, no, it's more than that. He likes dick.
Like he only watched gay porn. And like now, only guy on guy porn.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. Because she would be turned off if he wanted her to peg him. But I'm like, but a guy is pegging him. Like, no.
I think now my ex is getting pegged. Before, I think he was just the pegger. But now like that's my one thing with men. Respectable. Like if they seem
like,
gay, yeah. And like I even get paranoid.
You can marry.
I get even paranoid about like guy friends. Like when they get like too, because I think a lot of guys are like low key like on the DL that won't like admit it. You know,
you think now, a lot of guys on the DL.
Yeah, I think when I think a lot, I mean, I think guys innately kind of value like the opinion of guys maybe like a little bit more than girls, you know, just like in an alpha male way. But I think like when it goes like kind of over the top, because I've had friends who've dated guys, like girls, and I was like, he would fuck a guy. And like there's some shady shit that we find later on in their social media where they're like following a weird thing.
He would fuck a guy.
No, and I'm always like, right.
He'd fuck the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, they say
what,
it exists.
What
in
is
Hollywood.
Your current boyfriend? Because I mean, every relationship has conversations about exes. How does he feel about the bi ex-boyfriend?
Honestly, my boyfriend doesn't really ask about exes, so I don't bring it up.
Gotcha.
So like I ask questions and like, because that's my thing. Like I hate like not knowing stuff. But in like, unless he—
tumor contact.
Yeah, yeah.
His emergency contact.
I would never imagine you would let him follow anyone, let alone—
Well, okay.
He couldn't save Jerry's kids.
If he's not asking questions, understand. I don't think that like someone necessarily like needs to, like, I don't know. It's like a weird, it's like a
I can't wait for this like comedy sketch, like where like he needs CPR and you don't know how to do it. And then you're like, where is she? I don't have the number anymore.
One person.
It's not, no, it wasn't like she was like really helping.
That was like someone, was it on this podcast? Someone asked like, is it the same? Would you be friends with a guy? Whatever. It's like, if you were dying, this actually happened. Like somebody was dying. Would you let an ex come and say goodbye to your, like if you have a wife who's dying, would you let her ex-boyfriend come like say goodbye or some shit like that?
You would be crazy not to.
Yeah, that would be insane.
Like how crazy are you?
Yeah, yeah.
To be like, no, he can't come say his final
words. If it was like an ex that did some super foul shit to her and she did not like him.
Of course.
Then, oh yeah, no, that's different.
Like stay
that's
away. Different. But she doesn't if want that was it. Like,
if it's somebody she broke up, yeah, and
like, you gotta put your ego aside at that point.
Come on, bro. If you can't put your ego to the side at that moment.
Would you be okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
That's crazy.
Of course. You gotta be dying though.
Yeah, only if she's
only
she's
dead.
Dentist.
Yeah, it's gotta be stage four. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. She's on her way out. We have to be.
I
in
have
hospice.
To watch you die right after. You know.
Yeah.
She's like, I have to be the last.
Die, I'm pulling the plug. Yeah.
Well, imagine if like when dude showed up, she died during that conversation, and he was the last one that spoke to her.
Oh man, that's rough.
That's rough.
Like, technically, he identified the body.
That's rough. Your ex, your girl's ex being the last person she looked at.
Yeah.
And you right outside the room.
Thank God.
It's like, oh yeah, you wanted to go after you saw him. Like you wanted that to be the last.
Yeah. No, thank God she's gone.
Well, then you can, she can't fuck again. You can.
Well, yeah. I'm a widower now. Yeah. I'm a hot commodity in these streets.
That's crazy though. That's kind of sad. Like how long would you wait? How long would you? That's kind of sad. But
that's
how long would you
question.
Wait till you?
How
fuck
long
again?
Would you wait?
We've had that talk before.
Yeah, after
in this room.
Yeah.
I would probably be sad for a while. I'd be sad for a while.
Your wife. Your wife. Let's say you guys are
a
married
wife?
For 20 years.
I don't
years.
Know. Wife is
married for
so
20
you're like
years?
Now Damn. Almost 60.
Oh, I mean, if you were married for 20 years, you probably weren't having that much sex to begin with. So that's not really a big deal.
To have sex?
Yeah. I feel like marriage is that long.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I can use my belief here that I don't get pussy easily, so. I know they don't believe
nothing
me.
Nothing to do with what?
Yo, Vinny, what's up with
I don't
you,
they don't believe me,
it's
but.
Me. You ain't got to do that.
I don't believe
it's all
me.
Good,
I feel like I would haunt him.
I looked at me and Vinny's mutual followers.
It's they cool. in there?
Yeah.
Oh, who are they? I got to see who they are.
I know what's easy and isn't.
That's hilarious.
Let me know which ones are easy.
Would never do that on microphone or even off microphone because that's corny. But does your boyfriend know you're bi, I assume?
Yeah. And actually, it's so interesting. He takes it so seriously. Like,
oh, because he's not one of the ones that would be cool with it.
No. No threesome
You don't
ever.
Like that.
Yeah.
You don't like no. a guy that wants that. Because the first time I met her, I was like talking to her about the pod and who she is and stuff like that. And like she's bi and like she likes like hot ass girls. She doesn't like butch girls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like my first fucking ratchet thought is like threesomes, you mm-hmm. know, because that's a lot of the girls I meet in New York. They're like you associate bi with threesomes, but not her. It's like two separate things. Like she's actually gay for women.
Like I've dated a girl for like 3 years.
And doesn't want men involved at all.
When we were,
and you don't even want a man to like that. You
No,
like.
And he doesn't like it at all. Like I called a girl hot in front of him. And I was like, oh, you're so high. He like was like, I don't know.
We were just
like
talking
that.
About this on your pod, right?
And that's, wow. I've met so many women in New York. That's why I call them fake bi. Mm. Like they're not actually bi.
Right.
They'll just fuck a girl with you.
Right.
To me, that's not bi. Right. Like,
yeah.
You just kind of like.
Like you, know. You like women. For,
yeah.
Yeah. And I think that he like fully got that, which I was surprised that he did. Like he's like, if I kiss like a girlfriend of mine, it's like the same equivalent. It wouldn't be different for him.
He would view that as like cheating.
Because he's like, he knows, like, I dated my ex for 3 years. Yeah, like, yeah, I was like,
you could catch feelings.
Yeah, like it real, could, yeah, like, and it,
I get that.
And it, like, it's so much easier to kind of do that because you could be like, oh, we're just best friends. But like, I could leave him for a girl.
I've told you, I don't care.
No, he doesn't care.
Yeah, I encourage it.
He would encourage it.
I don't care at all.
Nice.
Like, not even a little bit.
I think Maul would care.
I don't, not that I would care.
You said you didn't want them like licking each other. Like,
you, no, I said if it gets to that, like, because you said live in, like she lives with y'all.
That's where I disagree. Oh, I would never want that. Live in. That sounds like a nightmare. You did. You said a side chick that lives in the house.
You said a side chick that lives in the house?
Whoa. Like a slave?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's crazy that your brain took it there.
Yeah.
Like a house slave?
I did not say.
No, she sleeps under the steps.
Yeah.
The side chick room, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
That's what Vinny said. Yeah, he said he would have a live-in side chick.
Nah. I don't like, not a live-in. Not that, again, I'm still not intimidated by that. I just wouldn't want that other energy in the room, in the place. But I don't care about her being with another girl or hanging out with one or.
Yeah, I don't care about that, but I don't want to come home and see it.
No, I just don't want to live with two people. Day. I don't even like roommates.
Damn, y'all licking each other again tonight? Like, shit. Mm.
The idea of a throuple sounds like the stupidest concept.
Yeah,
on
the
Earth.
Throuple thing is weird.
Are you monogamous with your girl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very much so. I mean, we would fuck somebody together, but.
Okay.
Not this guy's just like me, yo.
Yeah.
Not separately.
Got it.
That's how people
die.
Could
never do that.
Never have a threesome?
No, I never have, never will.
I won't say they're.
But why do you say never have? Never will.
Well, I would never invite a girl in with my. If I end up with my boyfriend, I would never invite a girl. He wouldn't want a girl either.
Let's say he did.
Say he want. Yeah, he wanted a girl.
I would break up with him.
Right, you wouldn't want him because
I wouldn't want him
more.
You're cool with your boundaries, and I respect it.
Right. I just wouldn't be attracted to
that.
That's
not the part that's confusing me. It was for me. What confused me was that I thought that because you really liked women. You wouldn't want to say, I'm never going to get with a woman the rest of my life.
I can do that for love.
Right.
But I'm not like sexually driven. Like I love having sex with him. I love having sex with a girl, like whatever the fuck. But like, I would be like, okay, like if I had sex with a girl, that would ruin our relationship. So I won't do that.
Because for me, like if I did have a threesome with my significant other, it would be only because like she really wanted to do it. I kind of feel creepy being the guy.
God, I would never do that.
What?
And no, she has to initiate anything.
That's what I'm saying.
I would never be like, oh, we should go fuck that
right.
girl.
Isn't that's yeah. what it's icky.
No, yeah. And
when you're that
you need
dude.
To like her. I don't need, I mean, I want to like her. Don't get me wrong, but.
We don't need
I'm not
to like
bring
her.
Like, yo, do you like, yo, do you like, no. You tell me you like her.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
And I always told him if I was going to have a threesome, it would be like, I'm sad. And it's like a couple that wants to fuck me. Like I would never, I'm the one I have zero emotion in this situation.
Oh, that's the type of threesome you would.
I can't, that man, I don't.
But it can't
you just
like
want
your,
a sad, depressed couple to like save their relationship?
Yeah, I'll save a couple's relationship, but I can't, I don't
I
talk to you guys
say
again.
That.
I would not, watching my man fuck another girl, I would literally bite off his balls.
I hate,
day.
Well,
some women are turned on by that.
I totally
don't kink shame.
Get that women, like, I feel like, okay, if you're going to do the whole thing, if you want to have a threesome with your man, she has to kind of be a cuck. She has to have the cuck brain. If she doesn't, it's not going to work. She's going to be like you don't have that cuck thing about you, right? So those type of women that don't, they'll always say, like, I'll have a threesome, but just not with my man. I'll do it with a random.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
that's crazy.
I get what you're saying because you don't want to have the emotional, but I'm thinking, I'm like, if you're going to do that, wouldn't it be with someone that is you love, that like is doing a lot of things for you?
Yeah.
No, because then I'm watching him grunt on this bitch. It's disgusting.
It's not happening.
Like, I would fuck his best friend after that.
Damn.
I actually
if you did a threesome with your man, you would then go fuck his best friend because you agreed to have a consensual threesome with him?
If I felt like he was pushing me to have a threesome and he knows my boundary,
weird. Men shouldn't push for threesomes.
Yeah, but let's say I felt like he was leaning that way and I felt like, okay, you know what, whatever, I'm going to disrespect your boundary too.
You'd be like,
which
equal
is like,
rights.
Equal rights, I will fuck your friend.
Does those equate the same?
To me, yeah. If we're inviting anyone in the room, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whether it's your friend or this random bitch.
I've met
you would want his best friend to grunt, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Damn.
I've met
grunt is crazy.
I've met the ones, a lot of women I meet, and I don't knock them for it, that don't have that, like, I like to watch mentality. It doesn't turn them on at all. They're the ones that are going to be like, I won't have a threesome with my man. the ones that will have the threesome are like, ew, I would never do it with a random guy. Mm-hmm. I would only do it with like my husband.
Somebody that you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that opens up that part.
But I have seen the other side and I have the same immature brain that you do in that regard too. Like, wouldn't you want to do the threesome with the guy that you actually like and like mm-hmm. are building something with? I do see the side of like, no, I wouldn't want to do that with someone I like because I do feel possessive over this person.
Right. They're not cucks.
We're all human and have like,
it's like her.
We all have sexual fantasies. We're all human beings, women included.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they should vote, but it's fine.
Of course not.
For sex.
Yeah.
I could see them be like, no, I'd rather just do that with a stranger and not someone I'm possessive over. Like, let me just get some shit off.
And
I get it.
And that's
what about
fine.
Another guy? I was, if I have to watch you fuck another girl, you have to watch me get fucked by another guy.
The train.
Yeah.
I don't even think we need to be together, period, if you bring that up.
I've heard that. Like, if your brain goes there, it's like.
That's what they do. No, they do that.
I'm just talking how girls think.
They know that's a weak spot. They won't do that, but they know that.
I don't want to watch you. Then you watch me with someone else too.
Yeah. I hear
what?
Yeah, another woman.
I hear you.
Me, no.
It's okay, but if you're bisexual brains. And I'm not, how do those two things equal out?
I don't want another girl. I just won't want another girl.
In this hypothetical situation.
In this hypothetical, how does it even out? In this hypothetical, he would be crossing my boundary. So I would cross his boundary. I'm a very respectful person. Like, I would never cheat on a guy. Like, I don't talk to, like, you know, I don't even
For some people, it's crossing a boundary. For, like, Wheezy, it's a Tuesday. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's just
in her own home, you say that. That's crazy.
You know, it's just like, of course, I'll fuck a girl with my fucking guy. You know, it's just like, it's just different.
Yeah.
You know? And then they all, we didn't talk about this on your, we'll end it with this, but then they all turn Muslim and now they're all wearing hijabs.
I grew up very Christian, so that's also why.
Do you know why I said that? Because I've seen two girls go full convert to Islam recently. And one of them was Brittany Renner, that's her name?
Yeah.
You know who that is? She's like the notorious, not porn star, but like OnlyFans, baby mama of like athletes type of thing. And
she's
now
been in the mix. She wrote a book about every chapter was a guy, a rapper, an athlete that she fucked. Mm-hmm. She's one of those.
Yeah, I don't
and then
like
today,
sex that much, I think.
But now she's wearing the she's converted to Islam. She's like fully covered and stuff like that. But it just, I don't know if maybe it was like an act.
I think she really did.
Wheezy knocked it out the park on her IG story today. She Googled what black athlete was Muslim.
That she was converting for?
Yes, that's what we were trying to figure out.
Or, you know, you're just tired of like, I think like
if is that why she did it?
Well, that's what that was Wheezy was assuming.
Philosophy. Oh, okay. I think that is a little bit, again, like now you're going more towards the route of her only doing it for a man, which she does things for men. I would think of it the other way. I think she's so tired of doing things for men.
She did it for herself.
That symbolizes that this is no longer about men. You can't just judge me from my body.
From my looks, yeah.
And that's why I see a lot of people doing it, you know?
I just don't get why girls like that need to be
Amber Rose is next.
Out with it. Like, can you just low-key be like,
she's gonna have her first communion. Definitely not a
announce it.
Yeah, like they announce it and then I almost feel like they're shaming other women, like the way that they do it when these girls convert. Like, I feel like
I just don't know how you become like an influencer and do it. Like, if you want to convert,
well, that's what she said. She was like, she has so many things that she's contractually like things to wear, like, you know, workout clothes and things like that that she's contractually obligated to, so she's like,
Muslim wouldn't do that.
Exactly. So that's what she's saying now. Now she's like, I don't know what.
There's like a
do.
Loophole in the Quran. Like, there's nothing about like Instagram and influencers.
There's a loophole in the Quran. Like, it's just, if it's aloe, you can wear it.
Yeah.
Whatever skin says goes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I'm like, they're hot. Like, they're fucking dope. Like, they're like beauty influencers and shit.
Yeah.
You know, but they're still all covered up.
Mm-hmm.
Before we wrap up, I was given permission to tell this story. After you left our studio, the girl that was with my girl, her friend, said that you gave her a lap dance in Atlantic City at a show, like a Chippendale show.
I gave her a lap dance?
Like, they brought her on stage.
Okay.
And, like, you went to work, she said. Like,
interesting. Well, I don't deny.
Hips don't lie is what, those were her words, not mine.
Okay. I don't deny having a show in Atlantic City and her being there. I definitely didn't give, okay. There are a couple of like dance numbers where they'll bring a girl on stage and like I have a little interaction with.
Yeah.
So it was probably one of those.
Well, she said.
I didn't really look at her.
You blew her mind. It was all
good Yelp review.
All good things to say, yeah.
Good Yelp review.
Yeah, she wasn't like, oh, that guy gave me a lap dance. She was like, that guy gave me a lap dance.
Yeah.
She was still excited. She could still smell your cologne.
Yeah. Nah, I'm done. The stripper life.
The moment she, through the elevator, she was like,
is that Vinny's here?
Is that Vinny?
That's how you know you're a real whore, okay? when you're like,
oh, anything happened.
That guy, yeah, but still, it's even worse. That guy gave me a lap dance at a strip club.
You just feel nasty, right?
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much for doing this.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having
us. What can we plug here? I know you have dates. This is going to come out next week. So
we are in Detroit.
August 22nd at St. Andrews Hall. We are at the City Winery in Chicago, August 25th. And then we are in
London.
London, ooh. September 11th and 18th.
Yes, could your boyfriend maybe want to do like a guest spot or maybe you guys come out?
Great. Maybe his family or something.
Oh, he's so much family.
Yeah. Peaky Blinders.
Have him come to the show, London show.
Then we're in Toronto, October 17th, Atlanta, November 22nd. And then we are back in New York for two shows, December 13th and 14th at the Gramercy Theater.
NewRoryandMall.com. Get your tickets now. Hope to see you in the city soon.
It's an amazing podcast and two really good guys. So check them out. And thanks for watching. And thank you guys so much for helping me grow as a pod. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you.
Yay. Yeah, I have to run to my show.
It wasn't too painful.
Nah. What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.